we have arrived together. In this holy place, on this holy evening, to begin our spiritual walk with Christ towards his passion, towards his greatest suffering, his death, moving through his death and looking forward to the joy of Easter. When we examine the reactions of the crowd and his disciples that day when Jesus entered Jerusalem, just a few days before he would be arrested, we can see their reaction based on their experience of who they know Jesus to be. They have seen him heal. They have either witnessed or heard that he has raised people from the dead. They have spent time listening to him teach. They may have even been healed themselves at his hand. They also know that his life is in danger, because it is not private news that the religious leaders, the Jewish leaders, were looking to arrest him and put him to death. The people generally knew that it would be dangerous for Jesus to enter Jerusalem for that Passover holiday. And yet Jesus knew himself that his time had come, that the right time had presented itself, and he returned to his holy city, to Jerusalem, to embrace, to accept, to move forward with accomplishing the Father's plan, the Father's design and will. And that will of the Father, which is united with the will of the Son, is for the world to know life, to be saved, to be set free from the eternal burden of sin. That is the will, is to save the world. And the action that would save the world was the sacrificial offering of one life, the life of Jesus, fully God, fully man, the perfect offering that could accomplish such a task, such a gift. Even though some people in that crowd would have remembered or realized that Jesus entering into Jerusalem at that time would have been dangerous, they did not know truly what was coming. They were simply glad to know that he was near. They were kind of picked up in the energy and the fervor and the excitement, in the movement of the Holy Spirit, rejoicing in his arrival. Hosanna in the highest heavens. And they were so exuberant that they began to pick branches and lay their cloaks on the ground before him as if they were welcoming their king. Jesus, it is important to know, did not initiate this reaction, this royal welcome of the people. He did not instruct it to happen. But we also hear in the Passion that he did not stop it from happening. He said even, if these few were silent, the stones themselves would shout out. In other words, nature realizes what is happening. The Holy Spirit is moving here. And while Jesus knew that this reaction of the people was fitting, it is important to notice his own humility in that moment. The disciples and that crowd did not really know what was about to happen. Jesus knew well. Jesus knew what he was coming into the city to meet, to face, and to endure. Jesus also spent time ahead of this entry into Jerusalem trying to explain or at least help his disciples anticipate what was coming. But they did not grasp fully his meaning. And so, when they were confronted with the death of their teacher, of their companion, of their Lord, they were devastated. We who are gathered here today have a different perspective than they did. We have the advantage of knowing the full story rather than not knowing what was coming on that Sunday before the Passion. We know what happened from beginning to end. We know Jesus' victory over death. We know well the resurrection that has turned into our celebration of Easter and each and every Sunday, which we call the Lord's Day. We commemorate that triumph and that victory. And yet we are still invited. We are called by God and by the Church, Mother Church, to set aside, at least for a moment, the memory of the resurrection, to walk wholeheartedly with Christ through his Passion, connecting ourselves and our lives to Jesus, trying to understand that God is still good, even in the midst of a world that is broken. Even in the midst of our own life that may be broken and that is imperfect, to realize that in this broken world that we live in, even God himself, our Lord Jesus Christ, submitted himself to suffering. He allowed himself to be tortured. He did not spare himself his Passion, and yet he endured it and in a certain sense welcomed it for our sake, so that the glory of God could shine forth through the victory over death. And so in this way, we can accompany our Lord through his Passion, with devotion, with a desire for our faith to continue to grow, with a desire that our understanding continue to grow, the understanding of the great gift that God has offered to us, that began moving with earnest on that day where Jesus entered Jerusalem before his Passion. And we can walk with him through the Passion from our point of view at this time in history without despair, without needing to feel overwhelmed or frightened to the degree of running away, of abandoning our Lord. And we are able to walk with him wholeheartedly throughout that ordeal, because we know the victory of the resurrection. We know the end of that part of the story. We know that Jesus emerged from the tomb. And so we can embrace his suffering as we walk with him along the way to being able to rejoice with him in his resurrection. Let us embrace this invitation, this beginning of Holy Week, with devotion, with love, with a desire to know the Lord better with the gift of faith that we have been given. Let us continue this week embracing Jesus' experience and connecting our own experience in this life to Him and to His experience, so that our lives may be filled with the grace that flows from Christ's gift for us. Let us walk with Jesus one step at a time throughout this week as we carefully step closer and closer to the glory of the victory of Easter. Before we celebrate Easter, let us embrace our Lord's passion.